Coca-Cola is celebrating its 125th anniversary this year, which sounds impressive until you consider a family in New York City that is quietly toasting 140 years in the soft drink business. White Rock is the beverage company. NPR's Joel Rose sampled some of the time-tested sodas and sent along this report.
White Rock may not be a household name today, but it used to be, and so was the girl on the bottle.
It's Psyche, the girl from the White Rock label.
You mean the girl from 8 White Rock labels. Haven't you heard?
The Greek goddess Psyche has appeared on millions of bottles and cans of White Rock sparkling water, tonic water, and ginger ale. And on every one, she is topless, gazing at her own reflection in a crystal clear pool of water. White Rock president Larry Bodkin says there was nothing lewd or suggestive about that Psyche logo when it debuted around the turn of the 20th century.
In those days, a bare breast was like almost the ultimate sign of purity.
The girl with wings called Psyche tells you the flavor's fine.
So look for me on every label of the sparkling White Rock line.
White Rock was founded in Waukesha, Wisconsin in 1871 and moved its headquarters to New York 35 years later. By 1930, the company dominated the U.S. sparkling water business with a market share of 90%, according to Time magazine.
It was a real upper-class type of an item, like used at the coronation of Queen Victoria, and you know, Charles Lindbergh christened his plane before he flew with it. You know, Gloria Vanderbilt was baptized with it.
The company's products haven't changed too much over the years, and neither has Psyche. She's gotten a little skinnier and a little taller, but she's still naked from the waist up. That's attracted some unwanted attention for White Rock over the years. Mimsy Morgan Bodkin is the daughter of Alfred Morgan Jr., who ran White Rock from the 1920s to the 1970s.
Of course, I always got a lot of ribbing at school about the girl on the bottle. You know, people kept asking me. I got sick of it. I said, it was not me on the bottle, it's my mother.
At its height, White Rock employed hundreds of people, mostly at its factory in Brooklyn. Bob Wadiska joined White Rock as a salesman in the 1950s and never left.
When I started, there were so many small independent beverage companies. Every borough had two or three. And then, you know, Pepsi and Coke sort of took over, like in so many industries. And fortunately, we're still one of the very few that's left. We're still here.
Though just barely. White Rock fell on hard times in the 1980s. Today it has just a dozen employees. About half of them work at a modest mid-rise office building near LaGuardia Airport in Queens.
So which one is that?
That was the seltzer, sparkling seltzer, which is probably the item that we sell more than anything of these days.
Larry Bodkin says his family could have sold White Rock many times and maybe should have. But having come this far, Bodkin hopes the brand can cash in on the growing demand for all things artisanal and old-fashioned.
We've been around, but we're healthy and growing. It's kind of a combination of factors, and nobody can replicate our history. I mean, even Coke and Pepsi, I think they go back to the 1890s, you know, not as old as we are, so it's legitimate. You know, we are the oldest beverage company.
If you need proof, you could even ask Santa Claus. St. Nick appeared in holiday ads for White Rock throughout the teens and 20s, years before he went to work for Coca-Cola. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
And you can see those original White Rock ads and more at npr.org.